Did you know that more than 150 million Americans are estimated to play video games, and 60% of them do so every single day? Wow. Colleges nationwide are spending millions of dollars developing e-sport programs and teams. Students say that it helps them pursue careers in coding and video game design, but the critics worry about the addictive nature of these games. Meg Oliver went to Ohio State University, that's in Columbus, to see how a first-of-its-kind study is researching the impact of gaming.
As universities embrace this new generation of e-sport athletes, some worry too many students are choosing gaming over academics. Research is in its infancy about how these games affect everyone from the elite to the casual gamer.
Joe tries to go in for some kind of crazy touch.
This is our Super Bowl, this is our World Series, this is our World Cup. This is where it all boils down to.
He's going to turn back around, challenge us to gauge the head on.
At the Call of Duty World Championships, elite gamers from around the world compete for a prize of $1.5 million. 26-year-old James Eubanks dropped out of college to pursue gaming professionally. He practices at least 6 hours a day.
We work like a 5 to 2 a.m., and that just has to do with us growing up and always just being gamers, staying up all night.
Esports have exploded in popularity on college campuses across the nation, raising long-term physical and mental health concerns.
I'm going to put a sensor here.
To learn more about the impact, researchers at Ohio State University are wiring esport athletes up, performing EEGs and stress tests to find out what happens during gaming.
We see some of their stress levels go up a little higher. We see their heart rates get up a little bit higher.
Is it healthy for them to be playing that many hours a week?
That's what we don't know yet. I mean, from the brain standpoint, we don't know what's going on. We just have a snapshot. Mm-hmm. We see that they have some higher cognitive capabilities than the what we call general population. Their ability to sustain attention and dual task is a little bit higher.
They're hoping their findings can help improve computerized technology used for injury rehabilitation and stroke recovery. While some elite gamers may be able to handle long hours of practice, some in the medical community say extensive gaming can cause negative repercussions.
Compared to 5 years ago, the number of students I'm seeing this year from college has more than doubled in that time.
Psychologist Dr. Michael Frazier says high school students who suffer from anxiety, depression, learning disorders, or have a hard time turning the game off are most at risk in college.
If you're noticing that they're having those kinds of difficulties in high school and they have any of those conditions, then I would say you have someone who is really at risk for struggling when they go away.
It's just like watching a football game.
26-year-old Adam Brooker failed out his freshman year after his gaming spiraled out of control.
I would be laying in bed. I'd be like, oh my gosh, like, I just can't do it. I can't go to class. I'm just going to play video games and stuff.
Adam's mother wasn't concerned because he excelled academically in high school.
I thought college was going to cure him from his hobby or his addiction, but it didn't cure him. It made it worse.
Did you ever think you needed to go for help?
Oh, yeah. During that time, absolutely. I knew that something was wrong. I was like, I can't keep doing this. And then the next day, I would wake up and I'd do the same thing again.
After failing out, Adam enlisted in the Army. 5 years later, in a tour of duty in Iraq behind him, Adam is back at NC State as a junior.
Hi, I'm Adam.
He's hoping more research, like the study at Ohio State, will help prevent those at risk from falling prey to video games.
Because you're just the silent sufferer and you overcome it, you've got this information. So why not share it with people and help other people?
Adam believes he spent more than 7,000 hours playing video games during his time in high school and college, but credits the Army for putting his life back on track. If you can imagine, it took him 5 years from failing out the first time and then coming back to college and starting all over again. Time wasted, but he really is hoping he can get his message out.
Glad to hear it's back on track. It seems to be more of a boy thing than a girl thing, is it? Or is that just anecdotal stuff?
Well, that's still anecdotal, but it seems as when I talked to the psychologist, all of his patients this summer that he saw an increase in were young men.
It's a reminder that it's a new frontier and there's a lot more research to be done in the years ahead.
Absolutely.